4 shows, 1 podcast, all evil. Thank you for listening to this show, which is one of many shows on the Iconic Evil podcast.
I'm using my real name now. It's a thing.
Okay, it's a 2019
thing. Yeah.
I wanted to be Angry E.
You want to be Angry E? I can call you Angry E if you want.
Peter already on the...
No, we've deleted that.
No, on the other thing, on the
Facebook. I can change
Facebook.
Angry E. Do you want to host this?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Weekend Chubby. I'm your curator, Krez, and with me is returning guest. You might remember her from Weekend Chubby episode 20, Celebrity Chubby, or Extra episode 4, Kathy, the animal penises expert. It's Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And joining us for the first time on the show.
Hi.
Is Angry E?
No, I'll stick with Peter. That's
is
fine.
Peter. Yeah. And Peter's been mentioned on the show a few times in other episodes because Peter is Kathy's...
associate?
Yes.
Partner in crime?
Yeah.
There we go. Mm. How are you guys going?
All right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nervous?
No.
No, good.
No, there's no audience. Not
yeah.
Yet.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not yet.
So well, yeah, I can't see them.
No, you've got a following.
There's some. There's,
I checked this out.
Yeah, there's... very small, but that's all right.
A niche market.
A niche. There we go. We're niche-y. How you been?
All
have
right.
I asked that?
Kind of.
Yeah, I did.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all right. Still all right.
You're still all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Good. Good.
I'm
good.
Actually feeling quite comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We've got a few things to get through today, but we're also recording Talkies, which is our movie commentary show. So we're looking forward to that. So...
yep.
That's fantastic. And we also have some absinthe.
We're
drinking. I had absinthe with the New Year's Eve. I love, like, you guys are in sync, man. Like, I'm watching your face and your head, and you all kind of like nod and look at the same time. It's very interesting.
We were
like,
practicing.
It's like having like little puppy dogs.
We were practicing.
You know how you've got the couple of puppy dogs,
yeah,
and they kind of like move and look at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're directing our attention towards you.
Yeah, I'm not used to it.
I'm going
to
stop. I'm going to do different. Yeah.
We'll just look over here.
Pete's looking away from me,
yeah,
for those who can't see.
Yeah. It's not a visual medium, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, so New Year's Eve, I had absinthe because I decided, and I've been talking about this for a while.
You
I talked
have.
About this with Kathy,
yeah,
who I work with.
You talked me through the process.
I did. There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So do you guys know about absinthe?
I know what I've seen on that silly movie with...
what movie?
Paris French artists... Australian people flying through the air on... what was it called? Obi-Wan Kenobi was in it.
She sang. The chick.
Red
hair.
Woman
this is not
from
making
BMX
sense.
Bandits.
Nicole
Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, yes.
Moulin Rouge.
That's the name of it, yeah.
They had absinthe in there, did they?
For a little while.
I guess that was the drink of the day. I think it was invented around the 1700s. Yeah, and became popular in the 1800s, I think.
Really? Okay.
With artisans and
yes,
poets and all sorts. Salvador Dali painted it.
Yeah.
Everyone was drinking.
Because it's...
Yeah, like painted bottles of it.
Ah.
Not, didn't paint the bottles, but painted canvases of the bottles.
Yeah. He might have. Who made the furry cup?
He made what? The furry
who
cup.
Who made the furry cup? Someone, a cat, one of the surrealists.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah, I know, that's what
does.
I was thinking.
But it was a teacup that was fur-lined.
Right.
Hang on.
Lined with fur. Probably some surrealist.
Yeah.
Probably from the Dada era.
Yeah, hang on. Yes, it would have been fur. Okay. I'm a bit of an old man Googler.
He types of one thing, get to.
Meret... Oppenheim, object from Paris, 1936.
Do you have a picture?
I don't think they're the genuine article.
Oh. So it was an actual teacup lined with fur.
Yeah, it's just kind of grotesque.
Oh, it's all furry.
Yeah.
That's Yeah, that's... Mm. I don't know. It's, yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Just led me to an idea, though.
What? Is this a business idea?
It reminds me of those kangaroo scrotums.
Yeah, it does actually. It does look like a kangaroo scrotum.
Yeah.
Oh, I drew one of
like
those
a wallet.
Did that work? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did it remind you of, Pete?
I was just thinking that you could make cups and other eating implements, plates and things, out of human hair. Yeah.
Why?
And exhibit them.
Oh, yeah. For a thing.
Because it's gross. Yeah, yeah. You know, but you can...
Well, why stop there? It's like, get a vat, fill it with urine, drop it in.
Who are those
that's
artists?
Already been done.
Yeah.
Who are those artists?
Do it again.
They used to do art with...
Piss, blood and cum.
Yes.
And they spoke like that.
Yeah, I remember Piss Christ was...
And
Piss Christ, but there was another... There was
was it Terence and somebody?
It was some ridiculous names.
Yes, I can't think of them now.
No.
Yeah.
No, look at you guys research.
And once.
Yes.
Is this all right?
Yeah, no, no,
sort of
right.
They're talking about urine and more micturition. There was an Adelaide Festival presentation, and I think it was on the main theatre of the festival.
Gilbert and George,
sorry. Yes.
Yes. I really want my kids to go through my search history now.
Mm.
Yes.
Piss, spunk, poo, art, googled.
Were they the ones that did, I think it was another guy who did blood or piss Christ.
Yeah, someone else did that.
I think, yeah.
It was a singular art.
It was just one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this fella catheterised himself on stage and drank high glucose sort of syrup and water to urinate.
Yeah.
And I think he himself was on a higher platform and it would then go up a tube and then it would drip onto a large domed drum, a sort of domed skin,
right.
Which is somewhat discoloured as one would imagine.
Wow.
And as the performance went on, of course, the drum changed pitch because it was floating in a tub of urine.
How much urine was coming out of this guy?
Well, no, I think he's doing a fair bit.
Jesus.
And then there's some other artist who gave himself enemas of paint and would shit onto the canvas in front of people.
So did people come to watch this?
People came to watch the piss guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because, I mean, it's not like you can really tap out a great rhythm.
No, you'd just be getting deeper.
Yeah, that's it. I would imagine.
Yeah.
That exhibit at Moina
yes.
that had your mum tried to touch it and they had to back her off. what was it?
Was it the lactation machine?
Yeah, but is that what it was called? I can't remember.
Oh, no, it was something else. It was an organic machine and it was full of bacteria and stuff and it would do a cycle of feeding itself and things. And my mum, who unfortunately is in... well, at that time, the early stages of dementia, cut loose from the crowd and walked past the barrier and started to press the buttons on the console.
Yeah.
The lady was very nice. I threw her away from that.
She's seen it before. Yeah. Yeah. It's not interactive, love.
Yeah. That was reliving her, you know, stenographer days. Yeah.
Did anything interesting happen from the button press?
I think really no. I think it's kind of all automated and locked out. It was more of a set than an actual functional
or part of the theatrics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we went from absence to that. But coming back to absence.
Yes.
We have absence.
We do.
I didn't do the ritual because there is a bit of a thing.
With the sugar and the...
The sugar and the flame and all that. I did that on New Year's Eve and I think I've damaged my benches, so...
Oh, okay.
So I've just done the lazy one. So we've got like, like tumbler glasses.
Yep.
There's like a third absinthe. The rest is cold water. Let's have a drink.
Okay.
Let's drink to the new year.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So happy new year, guys.
Happy new year.
And good luck. It is quite alcoholic too.
I thought it would be worse. You talked it up as...
That's
it's
very,
like
very
licorice,
isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Aniseed. It's got like anise, is it?
Yeah.
And something else in it. But it has its prime property is Thurjone.
Yes.
T-H-U-J-O-N-E, I think it is. And do you know about Thurjone?
It's
related to a popular drug.
Yes. a popular rope-making material.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's the cousin of THC.
Yes.
Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Yeah. You're trying to get high.
For a period of time, you could not buy it in Australia because of that.
Yes. Mm. And honestly, what we get today that's called absinthe is kind of like a mimic of what used to be proper absinthe.
Still not the...
No, I don't think they're allowed to because back in the day, now I'm not an expert. From what I understand, the percentage of Thurjone is very minimal compared to like the 30% that used to be in the original absinthe. Oh, so people would say they drank it and would, you know, see shit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I was expecting to see shit and you're telling me I'm not now?
Yeah, no, you won't see shit. It's a good drink. Like if you ever drink it by itself, like... The absinthe you get is fine. I've got a mate, JG, he used to be on the show, and he's drunk proper absinthe from Prague, and he says what we get is doesn't even compare. But if you can drink it and it's fine.
Mm.
I've drunk a bottle with friends in the past.
Yes.
And I do recommend if you ever do it, like do it, but don't drink anything else. Don't smoke or... invade your body with other chemicals. Just drink it.
Yes.
Because it is like getting drunk and stoned at the same time.
Okay.
My first experience with absinthe, because I watched... Have you ever seen that movie From Hell with Johnny Depp?
About Jack the Ripper murders? Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He drinks absinthe. He does the thing. And they on the DVD, they had a little special on absinthe.
Yeah.
And so I decided I wanted to drink absinthe with my girlfriend at the time. So... We dedicated a night and we sat down and we drank.
Mm.
I think we got about halfway through and realised that about half an hour had passed and we hadn't said a thing.
Because
we just laid, she laid and I sat up and we just spaced out.
Yeah.
This could be a very quiet podcast.
It could be, but you've got beer and stuff, so we're mixing it up a bit. But yeah, I do recommend it. It's, though... I don't know. On New Year's Eve, I wasn't quite feeling it. I wasn't quite in the absinthe mood. Yeah. So I was like trying to force it down and it wasn't working.
I can see that. I mean,
it's not a chugging drink.
It's not.
A strong taste.
It's very strong.
But it improves as you drink it.
Well, what were you drinking before, though? I mean,
that is disgusting what really I'm drinking before. I won't mention the brand, but it's supposedly a. A micro brewer, what are they called? A craft brew, which has smouldering chili vanilla stout. Mm. I'm a bit of a traditionalist, really. So
when it comes to your beer,
to beer, I
give me my yeast, my hops,
I like barley. I like ale, and I like variations on ale.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wrong.
Yeah, you guys weren't a fan. Of that beer, of this beer
you're drinking. No.
But you're persisting, so good for you.
Well, you know, it's sometimes
you don't waste beer.
You have to drink for the effect, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you drink absinthe.
I'm never doing that.
Yeah, no, I've noticed. You're very discerning about your alcohol intake.
Very sober all the time.
All the time?
Yep. Shh.
Kathy bought me some Venezuelan rum.
Yeah.
Really nice.
What's the difference? That's hard to say, isn't it? Because rums, you can get so many different rums, can't you?
Yeah, well, it's a spiced rum.
So it's a rum.
Spiced rum.
But it's really smooth. It's something
So you compare it to a Kraken, what's it like?
A lot smoother, just.
Yeah?
I like Kraken and I like Sailor Jerry.
Right.
They're my sort of go-to regular drinks if I'm going to drink rum.
Yep.
And this is just something else.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
It's quite expensive. She was very nice.
Yeah.
But very generous.
I'm sure I've done something wrong.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring this rum?
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have, shouldn't we?
We should have. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Another time. Next time. You can come to our place.
Could do. Could do.
And
I'll bring the podcast to you.
Oh, geez, that would be really noisy.
We record on a laptop, so it is portable.
But yeah, that's
you'd have
true.
The bird in the background. You'd have the children. Yeah.
Have everything, the full effect, the full...
You'd have the full crazy...
theater.
There would be some swearing.
Well, you can swear on this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be from the children.
And Child D would just cock-block the whole process, essentially. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to watch
I don't know, are you selling this to me or are you trying to tell me not to?
So I think we're suggesting come over, but don't expect...
Don't record.
Fair enough. He was trying to buy a...
Gas mask
last night.
Yeah.
Now, for those who haven't listened to your extra, where you talk about your children...
Yes.
You both have four children.
We don't.
A, B, C, and D. Not their real names.
No.
But that's just how you talk about them to the lay person like myself who can't remember names.
Yeah.
One of them's Max. So Max is D?
Yeah.
Max is D. He's the youngest.
Which one's John?
There's no John.
There's no John.
There's a Ben.
Is he the oldest?
Yeah. Yes. So Ben, Tom, Sam, Max.
Ben, Tom, Sam, Max.
Yeah. But A, B, C, D is so much easier. People then know the age that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Or roughly.
Roughly, yeah.
I mean, we don't even know their ages.
Roughly. 17, 14, 12, 9.
And then let's go birth dates.
Oh, that's...
I'm joking.
So
I'm joking.
No, I can't remember. I can barely remember my own birth date, let alone other people's.
Yeah,
yeah, no. But yes, Child D was trying to buy a gas mask last night. Mm. He was
trying to buy a gas mask.
He wants a gas mask.
He wants a gas mask.
I'm not sure why. He likes dressing up.
Is your house flatulent with all these males? Or?
Actually, strangely, no. Yeah. It's not particularly stinky. It's not.
It's something he wants to do as a dress up, I think.
Yeah.
He likes dressing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think we spoke about the crazy things he sleeps with.
You did last time.
The meter ruler. That inspired me to get a meter ruler, which I have and have not slept with.
Yeah. No, what about a rubber mallet? You have a rubber mallet?
No, not that.
So you need one of those, sleep with that. The moppy you slept with?
Moppy.
It hadn't
clean.
Been used.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It was fresh. Say.
It was. I actually had it for a specific purpose of cleaning. And it came back to me somewhat destroyed, though, because it was also used as a weapon.
Ah, okay. Yeah? I was going to say, like, does he sleep rough? Like,
no.
Very. It's a rough sleeper.
He camped in the car last time we talked.
Yeah.
Yes.
For a little bit, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. He was living in the car. Yeah. He moved out into the car.
He didn't spend all of his
night
there.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
I think he got a bit freaked out.
See, my parents would have never let me... follow my whimsy at all. Like, if I say I'm going to live in the car, I'd probably get whacked over the head and said, don't be an idiot anyway.
I think for me, it's been a journey.
It has.
So Ben, our eldest.
We ruined him.
Ruined.
Okay. Yeah.
Ruined.
Completely ruined.
You know, and
he seemed all right.
Rub him out and start again.
He's got a funny sense of humour.
He's functioning.
He's a really smart guy.
18. He turns 18 this year.
Wow. Yeah. You've got an adult.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
Almost.
I can go out and drink with him. But
role models.
You know, we were really...
I think I'd want to drink with Child D, though. He sounds like he's pretty interesting.
Child C.
He has some stories.
Child C's pretty cool too. In fact, Child C and I walked through a shop the other day. Was it the final day of school? It was. I went and picked him up from a friend's place, and we had to do a bit of shopping on the way home. And we were both like drunks, and he will randomly talk to strangers.
Yep.
And he went up to this guy who was on the phone and said, "How you going, mate?" And then just walked on his merry way.
He's quite out there. He's probably the most confident of all the children. Yes. I remember him saying,
"Child C."
Yeah.
Child C. This is Sam.
When he was quite young, something about, "Fuck it, I'm just going to be me."
Yeah.
Yeah, but he is the one who in reception.
Who was he being before?
I don't know. I think he just worked out that he didn't have to fit into any box at quite a young age,
I
guess.
That's a pretty important life lesson, isn't it? Because
he's lived
some
that
people
way.
Never learn that.
Yeah.
Some people really struggle with that in their adult world. Like, I can't please everybody.
Yeah,
he just
is him.
And you hide who you are and what you like.
Yeah.
To try and look like more mature.
It's difficult though when it comes to like our personalities or our individuality, because we are different with different people though.
Absolutely.
And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
No.
That's just what we do.
Yeah.
Like, we are different at work as we are, because that's how we're
especially
trained.
When you get told off for swearing too much at work.
At work?
Yes.
Who told you off?
The boss had a quiet conversation with me.
Yeah. I get told off too for that.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And for dirty comments at work.
I don't get told off for that.
You are quite loud, though.
Anyway. Just saying, I'm not.
I enjoy them, personally.
I'm not a loud person on the whole. Apart from at work when I make dirty comments.
I think you're going to find it quite different with the new setup at work.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Because there's no one place to be loud.
No.
Other than your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like, comment, and follow us on our various social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Just search Iconic Evil and keep up to date with the latest news coming from our various shows. Thanks for listening.
My boss makes dirty comments.
See, I like your boss.
So do I.
I like to be around your boss when she makes dirty comments.
You're saying, but it's very confusing sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Like, in what way?
As in, you know, she's attractive, you know, and you go,
Was that for...
Was that for me?
Was that a little extra for me?
Bloats.
Yeah.
I never think that way.
I had a crush on your boss when I worked with your school last year. And I think I put her off because, well, probably many reasons, but I think she came in... And it's really bad. I had a girlfriend at the time too. And she said something. I said, oh, I've got a partner, but whatever. And she kind of looked at me like, what? And she left and was like,
okay. Oh. All right, well, then you've
answered. I was joking. Joking and dirty comments.
So you answered that question for me then.
Yeah. Good. What's that?
That she doesn't swing. That's fine.
Oh, she doesn't swing. Yeah. No.
No.
Well, not with me.
No, I don't think she does.
Is that something you want to talk about?
Maybe not.
Okay.
No, I wasn't thinking that we would.
Hey, look, I think it's fascinating. Would make a really good topic.
No, for sure. Maybe another time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You realise we haven't actually started the show? We're still...
We're
still in the introduction phase.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I know you're looking at the thing thinking, fuck, this is going to go forever. No,
I'm not worried about the time. I'm worried about you. I mean...
Why?
Because I don't know.
I'm good.
You're good.
No, I enjoy listening to all this. We could happily keep recording and just talk. We don't have to follow any structure.
No, we should have some degree of structure.
Well, I think we've lost it, but I can bring it back if you want. I can bring it back.
I think we need... Why do you need structure? Live out... This is 2019.
I was interested.
Who lives outside of structure?
I was... Who's driving home?
Solid question.
That's called Child D.
Sorry.
He seems like a worldly chap.
You will drive
home. I will drive home.
Okay. Sorry. There is no one to ring this time round.
I am not driving home.
I will drive home. I will.
It'll be me. I know that.
And, no, I will drive. Fuck you. I'm driving.
Yeah. We'll see later on. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like I had to be picked
enjoy
up.
Enjoy the absence.
Yeah. There's no one to pick us up this time.
Yeah, no, I will drive, solidly.
My dad would come and pick us up. He wouldn't judge.
That's right. If you both annoy me, I'll Uber you home, personally.
I'm driving.
My dad owns a Jag. He bought it for a very reasonable amount of money, and I got to drive it the other day.
How entitled did that just sound? Yeah.
My dad has a Jag. Actually, on the way down here, I was thinking that I am an extraordinarily privileged individual.
I don't think extraordinarily.
Yeah, no, I think I am.
Your dad has a Jag.
He has a Jag. He bought it for $7,000. It's not an...
What sort of Jag?
No, it was made by Ford, I think.
Do you know the type one? I'll look it up if you can tell me.
No, I can't remember.
You know what? It's sexy. Yeah. Those old Jags with like the bums are slightly down and the top slightly up.
Yeah, no, it's not one of those, unfortunately. Cool. I know the ones you mean, yeah.
I don't like them.
What?
I don't... I'm not... A Jag.
Kathy is a muscle car enthusiast, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say enthusiast. I just like
how those muscly is the car going to be, though?
Cars. Like, I don't care about performance. I just like the look of
late 60s, 70s American muscle
cars.
And so some Australian.
Like loud, 8-cylinder type.
Yeah, but I don't care about them being loud. I just love the look of them. Like, what's that movie?
Oh, Fast and Furious. Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. Right. The ones that they steal in that.
The Mustang.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, I'm not a real car person.
No, neither am I.
But that's... Look, I'm pointing out just because we're recording in my home and just outside my front door where we are is my car. Yes. It's the nicest car I've ever had. Yeah. I usually have shit boxes. Like I've had a... The other day when we went to Colonnade.
Yeah.
We walked past a Corolla, an old white...
Yes.
70s Corolla. Yeah. I had one of the, I've had Corollas mainly.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that because my first car was a Corona.
A Corona, that's right. Well, that makes sense,
shit,
really.
It was called Clyde and it was shit brown and it was a 79 Corona or 81, I can't remember.
Is that like a Corolla? Or?
Yeah, so they're really similar. But,
kind of like an Escort?
So Toyota, but slightly bigger. So the Coronas were slightly bigger, but it was ugly as fuck. It had no... air conditioning and the tape deck even didn't work.
It had a tape deck.
Yeah, but that didn't even work. So, yeah, it was...
But that feels like a topic, first cars.
Fucking loved it. I loved... I've still got... Pete ruined it.
I'm going to look it up.
That's what my dad owns.
I'll find my car.
So it's 2004. It was actually made by Ford.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not a car person either, particularly. I don't want to have the responsibility of owning the car.
Dope, like.
But it was kind of cool driving around in it, you know.
So what, a Jaguar S-Type R?
Mm. It was kind of
Is that what it is?
I think so. There's,
or Jaguar S, just S-Type.
This is just an S-Type. I think the R has a really big engine in it, which would be kind of cool to pimp out, but you know.
So your dad's got, he bought one for $7,000.
Yeah, he was going from...
An old person dying?
Yeah, pretty much. So he went to go and buy another car, another Jaguar, an older one, bigger sedan. Took me to see it. A super saloon, I think they call them. And the guy who was selling it on behalf of another individual and said, oh, look, you know, this car, it's a good car, but every time you drive it, you're going to have to check the engine and everything. Mm. You know, it's going to need that sort of maintenance. And looking at you, you're about the same age as me, and you probably don't want to be doing that. And Dad's, oh, yeah, all right. And then he said, but I do have a car just like mine. And it's at my home. And this lady wants to sell it as soon as possible because her husband's got dementia. So in a weird way, that's, you know, what happened. Is that the Corolla?
That's Corolla. Well, but it was talking, Kathy passed me her phone.
Yeah.
She looked up her... 1981?
Yeah.
Was it 81?
Right. It's right. It looks... Yeah. So you had a shit brown one.
Yeah, it was shit brown.
It went really well.
Let me see if I can find my first.
Had a good engine.
Good engine, but...
somebody...
Pete ruined it.
Somebody stopped in front of me. I mean, God.
Pete slammed it into the back of someone and rode it off, but I kept the badge from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still got the Corona badge.
I should add... Like, you guys have been together for, like, a really long time.
20 years?
Is that it?
More.
More?
23-ish.
How long have you been married for?
I don't know.
Yeah, because we don't, you know, we count it from when we actually first...
18 years married? Together. Something like that?
Yeah.
19 years?
But you guys, didn't you say you met...
23 in, years.
Is it high school
or
no, university.
University.
Yeah. So I was 19.
Yeah. You recently put up a photo of you guys, very young.
I right?
Yeah.
How 90s was that photo?
Yeah. Oh, with the hat and the hair?
That was a really strong wind on Granite.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I did have a lot of hair, but it looks like an afro.
It like
or a flat top, yeah.
So 90s. And that hat was an Elmo hat.
You were looking, and you had circle glasses, you're looking very Daria.
Yeah.
There is another photo.
I do aspire to be Daria.
From about that period of time with my brother-in-law, with your brother, David.
Yes.
And I crossing the main sort of lawn at Victor Harbour. Yes. And it looks like Forrest Gump and Bubba because David's quite tall and slender and I'm not. And just the way we were attired sort of. In, I don't know what it was, that 90s David. Casual? I don't know. David. We both had shorts and long sleeve shirts on and boots. It was weird.
David hates that fucking photo so much.
It's pretty funny though.
It is funny.
Yeah. This was my first car. You can imagine it in red, though. I had a Ford Needle.
Yeah.
I only paid $3,000 for mine.
Yeah.
And I was...
Hang on, so how old were you?
20?
Yeah.
I got my license quite late in life.
Yeah.
I had to get it for my job because I was 19 and I was working in a school as a student service officer, and I had to transport students once a week to a clinic in the city.
Yeah.
And I had to drive a Land Rover to get there. Yeah.
Okay. How times have changed.
Yeah.
It's just what the boss had, because I worked with kids, Indigenous kids from the, you know, the middle of Australia.
Yeah.
So he would like once a term hop in the Land Rover and drive up.
Yeah.
And like he was like he lived up on the land, so he knew what it was like.
Yeah.
So he was quite happy to ride up.
So where was this?
Where was it?
Yeah.
What school?
No, like the region.
Oh, the region.
Yeah.
In the Anangu Pinjara region. Yep. So sort of they call it the tri-state area. So it's the south part of Northern Territory, northern part of South Australia, and that bit of Western Australia, kind of all around there, including Ceduna and places around there too. Okay. And so so I had to learn pretty quickly to drive, not just drive, but drive a stick.
Yeah.
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 So it took me about 3 months to go through the book with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would always say, stop, instead of stop for something. Stop. He kind of looked like Val Kilmer if he looked, like really let himself go.
That's about
And like every time he said stop, I was like, yeah, right, exactly. Every time he said stop, I thought he was joking until they're like, stop. Oh, like I thought you were just being silly, you know, little, whatever.
Musical.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I had to. So I got my first loan of $5,000 when I was 20. Three went on the car, and then I bought a washing machine and
domestic
and a fridge.
Yeah,
because I had. I was like, this is my first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of my first places. So I knew nothing about cars.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought when you bought a car, you put a bit of petrol and you're done.
Yes.
That's it. I didn't know
forever.
About oil changes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know about registration.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the ongoing court.
Costs. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I blew the head on that pretty quick. So I think I had it for a couple of years. For the longest part of 2 years, I had a car that was always on the verge of breaking down and paying some guy that looked like a wizard who was a friend of an ex to come and fix things, which he was really just avoiding.
I think there were a lot of mechanics back in that day who did that. Like,
but he wasn't a mechanic; he was just a friend.
Oh, he was just a dude.
He was doing us a favour or doing me a favour, and just happened to be not fixing the problem.
Yeah.
And at one stage, I had what's it like when the bearings go in your front? Like if you got a front wheel drive, it starts to sound like a chopper.
Yeah.
Every time you turn, which was kind of cool. So I had a head problem, but I had that, I don't know what it's called, like the threads or some shit was going
on. Yeah, yeah.
Another expensive job.
Yeah.
And, What did I end up doing? I don't know. What was your first car, Pete?
I have been spoiled. I inherited my mother's white Nissan Pulsar from 1984, which I drove recklessly around the Adelaide Hills. And
you did.
Several times.
Tried to kill me.
Tried to kill myself, Kathy, my cousin, a friend of mine.
Pete was quite a hoon when I first met him.
It's hard to imagine.
He was scary.
I loved driving fast. Yeah.
So I wasn't opposed to it either at the time.
Apart from you used to get vomity, didn't you?
I used to get car sick. So completely car sick. Yeah. But you and
keep driving. Cousin,
you and your cousin used to go pretty fucking fast.
Yes. And that Nissan Pulsar was not equipped to go fast. No. So we ended up with some hairy spin outs and
but we both survived.
Yep.
We are here to tell the tale.
Yeah.
And then together we bought, this is our next car, this is which was a car we killed. Well, I killed. Hang on. Yeah.
That wasn't our next car, Peter.
Yes it was.
No, it wasn't.
What, are you saying this one was just
mine? Oh shit. I guess, yeah. Well, I don't know. I count that as your car.
All right, what was it called? The Suzuki...
Sierra.
Okay.
Sierra.
Yeah.
So it was a four-wheel drive, and we had it for not very long. So Pete had an accident in it, but that wasn't his fault, which was why he then borrowed my car.
One of these things, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I liked it. Genie Jeep.
So he borrowed my car, and that's when he fucked up my car.
So you got the Jeep and got excited, but, well, this can take a thrashing.
Well.
So we went four-wheel driving literally. In it, though.
We had been four-wheel driving in it, and we went through to... This is before we got environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
We drove through sand dunes at...
Coorong.
The Coorong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting because the car got airborne.
I didn't drive over any mittens.
Mittens?
Yeah.
What?
There's like sand mittens there that are very...
What is that? We went where you're allowed.
No, we went only on the tracks you're allowed to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't...
What are sand mittens?
Well, that's the layering of, discarded... bits of animals and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, no. We just went where you were allowed to go.
We're not that reckless.
Yeah.
But then we took it on our honeymoon to Kangaroo Island.
We did.
I just want to show off that I knew what sand
was.
I know.
That's
that's really what that was.
That's just a segue.
I know what you mean now. Yes, sorry.
Not mittens, as in...
Yeah.
I was thinking some sort of weird animal and that I'd killed some animal.
Cockles and, deposits
of rice where camps had been and it's just... Fish and cockles and
they've an ex-associate / friend of ours studied them for his honours in university.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand what it was for, because I think he was doing biology.
Biology?
Maybe it was to identify where certain animals had been historically.
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The inland sea and all.
But then Pete rolled it.
I did roll it on Kangaroo Island.
The car.
And
interesting.
It stayed there.
I had an incident there. So what happened? How did you roll? Where were you?
Well, we were crossing from...
we were on a dirt road.
The west side to the east side of the... And we'd gone...
So from Admiral's Archway back to Antechamber Bayway...
Sort of, yeah.
Along the south coast... Or north coast.
We would have been going...
Can you go for the middle?
Well, we were going along the south coast. I think we were heading back to the north coast, I think. Anyway, but we took a shortcut on the dirt.
Yeah. And it was before a lot of the roads were sealed. Yeah. Because we're talking 99, so...
Yeah.
And we hit it fast
Pete said...
Hang on. We hit it fast to start off because
Everyone gets a turn.
Nice and straight. And so we were doing 80.
So this was a dirt road.
Yep. And it started to feel a bit squirrely at the back. And I went, okay, it's time to slow down.
You did.
And then I said.
And then Pete said, I might put the four-wheel drive on. Because it was one of those cars you had to get out and engage.
The hubs.
For the four-wheel drive. You couldn't just, it wasn't like.
The very first Transformer.
You had to step
didn't
out.
Didn't turn into a robot. You just turned into a four-wheel drive.
You couldn't just press a button inside the car. So, said, no. It's all good. We're nearly through the dirt.
So we drove quite carefully along the rest of the way and approached a corner. And it wasn't a sharp 90-degree corner. It was just a nice, gentle curve.
Yeah.
But the car refused to go around said curve. Yeah. Even though we were going, like 40 to 50 k's?
Yeah.
And it just ploughed into an embankment, which made it flip over and roll.
Yeah.
Mm. Quite spectacularly. Yeah.
I hope you had seatbelts on.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. But
you're still here, so something.
But I do remember. So it ended up on its side, sort of flipped up, ended up on its side, and I couldn't. You sort of had to leave yourself out of it, so you managed to get out.
I climbed up through the top. Yeah, I couldn't quite.
I was a bit shaken up. I couldn't quite do
so
that.
So how many rolls did you get? I think
it went up on its nose and then flipped on its side.
So you're upside on the side.
We're on the side. We ended up on the side.
Your side?
Yeah.
No, on Pete's side.
No. It was on your side because I climbed out through the top of mine.
I can't quite remember. But anyway, I do remember this woman came round. So I'm standing in the car.
In Kangaroo Island, there was a woman.
If
you have a question or comment about any of our shows, you can email us at iconicevil@gmail.com. That's iconic with a K, evil@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm not taking the piss. I've actually had a similar experience. Yeah. No one's around.
By chance, this
farmer drove past. Yeah. Oh. Saw me standing on top of the car. She's there and I'm trying to drag her out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's somewhat shocked.
But she's very practical minded. She just pointed out, because it was a soft top, that we could unzip the back. Yeah. And walk out the back.
Because we had no mobile reception. We had mobiles, but it was 99.
Yeah, no mobile reception.
So took us to this local farm where it happened to be slaughtering day. Pete has not had anything to do with farms. I grew up around farms.
Yeah.
Totally used to sheep hanging upside down, all that sort of yucky stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there's all these heads.
So you're having
serial killer moments.
Texas
flashbacks. We're fucked now.
I've seen this in a movie.
Yeah.
So there's all these sheep heads for the dogs to eat all over the place, right?
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, I'm fine. Sheep heads.
They were the loveliest people, though. They took us in.
You want a cup of tea?
No, I don't
want a cup of tea. They let us ring a tow and offered to let us stay there for a bit, but Pete didn't want to stay.
Understandably. Don't blame you, Pete. I would have felt the same way.
They were probably like, fucking Adelaide people come here and
bloody
fucking, rule their
Wait till I see the other shit.
Yeah.
Full of people.
So we headed back to the car and the tow truck, and the car never came home with us.
It did not come back home.
No, we stayed out our holiday. We stayed our honeymoon.
It was your honeymoon?
It was our honeymoon.
So how did you get around with
we rented a car.
We rented a car.
And so did you like extend the old car? Yay? Like did you just pretend it doesn't exist? Like a lot of things in Kangaroo Island, when you drive past, it's just like a rammed fridge.
Yeah.
Washer. Yeah. It's like clearly these people it fell off now. Yeah. Fuck it.
No, we did. I think they shipped the car back to Adelaide but it was written off.
The frame.
Oh, I was hoping it'd still be there as a relic. Go visit it. It'd be like
we have photos of it.
A pilgrimage of sorts.
Yeah, we could go back and visit it. I don't know, but we stuck out our holiday, but my parents had to come pick us up in their Mitsubishi L300 van.
Yes. So you had a similar story.
What? Yes. Oh, okay. So, I reckon it was 2000, maybe 2001. So not too far from when you were there.
Yeah.
So I've got a history of Kangaroo Island in that I've been there many times.
Yeah.
So I was young, went on some YMCA camps. My parents went there for their honeymoon and dropped me off at a YMCA camp by the way.
Okay.
And I've been there a few other times since. And this particular time, maybe even the last time I went, is with an ex, like one of my first major girlfriends. And so I was in the Ford Meteor.
Yep.
And one of its first big trips.
Yes.
I got a car. I was excited. I said, all right, whatever I called you. I didn't call you honey or darling. Let's call her honey. I said, come on, honey. Let's go to Kangaroo Island. Let's do a thing.
So we went to Kangaroo Island. Did you call the car honey?
No, I didn't call her honey. I just don't want to use her name.
Good.
Kirsten. So I said, come on, Kirsten. it doesn't matter. So we went to Kangaroo Island. I think we had about 4 days.
Yep.
So I wanted to do all the places.
Yeah.
So it was on the way to Remarkable Rock.
Yeah.
Now Remarkable Rock, if you're not familiar, is kind of looks like a Dali painting on the edge of a cliff.
Yes.
Of drippy rocks.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how it got there, but it's kind of fucked up because along the cliff there's no other drippy rocks. There's just this clump of drippy rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Just there.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, kind of hollow as well, some tight spots, but you can't get too far to the edge because you could die.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful.
Yes.
So we drove there. So the roads weren't sealed. Yep. Like there was like a main road to drive along.
Yeah.
Like the south coast.
Yep.
But when you went off-road, you went off-road. So it must have been wet fairly recently.
Okay, yeah.
And a four-wheel drive must have driven there.
Okay.
Because, I'm not saying it was you.
We were only two-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because the road was corrugated.
Yes.
Yes.
So it, obviously someone drove, or many people drove, and it just dried up. So I was driving 40, feeling like I had Parkinson's disease, shaking like this at 40, and thinking this is not very good for my car.
No.
Anyway, we get there, we have a good time. On the way back, driving, I thought I'll go a bit faster because this is
taking out the bumps.
Yeah, exactly. If I go faster, like that speed mentality, you know, ever watch Speed?
Yes.
Just go faster.
Yes.
And like it'll work out somehow.
Yeah. You float over the bumps.
That's what I thought. Well, we kind of did.
Yeah.
We kind of did. Yeah. And we kind of spun.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
we stopped facing the other direction. Okay. Okay, so we didn't flip.
Okay.
No one died.
No, that's
good.
No, no one died. Any of our stories, but thank God. But it was a trip because it went from to I can't control the car. Foom, foom, foom.
Did we hear anything?
Are we alive? Oh my God, that was really freaky. Okay, back to 40.
And I think that's what the police were fed up with as well, were just people not knowing how to drive on those roads because they had like these marble like.
Stupid,
stones.
I don't know where they sourced them from.
Or something, but they said that...
The gravel was like marble.
Yeah, and so people just ended up so many accidents. But, yeah, they've sealed a lot of it now.
Yeah, it's quite different from back then.
We should go back.
We should go back. I'd love to go back. I love Kangaroo Island. I'd live there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a bit of everything, man. It's got Seal Bay.
We did go visit.
Got
this
honey.
Really festy. Animal
honey
park.
Is vegan, but whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Who cares?
We had bad donuts.
Oh, the donuts are disgusting. Yeah. Yes, they're a bit like that beer over there.
Where, where did you have bad donuts?
I don't know.
Somewhere in the on the way.
But they put
middle,
this spice like.
They
spice
the chocolate.
Chinese five spice.
In like there. It was weird.
Is all spice in Chinese spice?
No, no. All spice is like what you put in Christmas cake. It's,
okay.
Yeah. But it was still was bizarre.
It was kind of gross.
Didn't understand it. And then we went to visit this animal park thing. I've got photos of us there. And there were like just sad looking pigs and...
I've never seen a happy one, to be honest.
Really? Pigs are awesome.
No, and pigs are awesome, but
I love
usually
the smell
they kind
of
have
pigs.
That look on their face like, they're going to fucking kill us.
No, I love the smell of pigs. Like, not bacon. I'm not saying bacon. Pigs. Genuinely love the smell of pigs.
I rode a pig once.
You rode a pig?
For a little bit, and I fell off.
How old were you?
I was like... 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nanu Farm. Have you heard of
that? Oh, yeah.
So Nanu Farm, I think it's on High Marsh Island, which is a good hour or so away from here.
Yeah. One of our kids went to a camp there,
Childbirth. Yeah. A Nanu Farm, probably.
Yeah.
And so it was this farm experience that, that schools could go to, say, and just an experience kind of like, what?
Did the pig have a name?
No, I don't know. Because.
Seems unfair that you
the
rode
pig was just
pig.
There, and I thought, well, it looks like he could carry my weight. So. I stepped over it and grabbed its belly.
Oh, Jesus.
And it took off. I think I had about 3 seconds on its back before I flew off.
Yeah.
And it was so good, because I had to keep a diary, I drew a picture of me riding a pig.
Do you still have that picture?
No, I don't. Oh, but I remember riding the picture. It was also the same farm where I rode a horse for the first time. And I had this schizophrenic fucking horseman. Because before I got on... It started rearing, kicking, it pissed, it shat. It really didn't want to be rode.
Yeah.
But they persisted in making sure that I rode it.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Horses are weird. I love horses.
Yeah, it was just like, drop this fucker on me. I'm going to piss, I'm going to shit, I'm going to rear.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I ended up riding it. It was fine, but I just remember the dramatics.
Yeah.
Do you know what I remember about riding a horse?
What?
Having to lean forward when they pee. Do you remember that?
Lean forward.
Yeah, like when we went and rode a horse in Port Fairy.
Yeah,
that's
a good ride.
That's a good ride. What does that mean?
The horses were very accommodating.
I feel like I've missed them.
We've been on a few, you know, horse trail rides.
We have.
Uh-huh.
We've done a couple here at Kaipo. They're generally a bit...
Crap.
Big shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Have
you ever done the camel?
No, haven't ridden a camel.
Me neither.
Oh.
No. I had a girlfriend that did. The same girlfriend I took to Kangaroo Island.
Kirsten.
Kirsten? Probably.
Kristen?
Honey? I don't know.
Kirsty?
Well, one of the horses was quite psychotic, wasn't it? One tried to mount another horse while the rider was on it.
Yes.
Wow.
Then another one through one of our friends.
Twice.
And at one stage, she hit the ground head first, and I was oh, fuck, she's broken a collarbone.
She
rolled, bounced up, and started running after her horse. And it's
like a Terminator.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, okay. Good on you, Ali. Wow, okay.
But we did that one in Port Ferry, and we did one up in...
We did one in the Snow Mountains as well. That's pretty
good.
Yeah, that was a good ride, that one. We met this old fella who lived out there all of his life, just in his shack in the middle of nowhere. And the trail...
With a million dogs.
Yeah, and the trail people had come in and given him some food and stuff like that. And he'd come out and have a smoke and talk to the people who came around.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin came on that ride too, didn't he?
He did, and my brother
and Tim.
Good trip. I realise we shouldn't have done a weekend chubby. We should have done an extra.
Oh.
So extra is, I don't know if you're familiar, Pete, but we do four shows under the Iconic Evil banner. So Weekend Chubby is kind of like, is whatever.
Can you re-edit it?
No, it's fine. No, let it be. This is fun. But extra is like getting to know people and stuff. So I feel like I've got real big insight getting to know you guys as a duo. But it'd be good to do it again as an extra. So basically, what I had down...
Go on.
We're not going to do it, by the way, because we are getting near the end. We do need to cap this at some stage.
Okay. Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about is what we do every weekend, Chubby. It's like we reflect on what we learned this week, okay? And then Kathy gave me some talking points.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about panel vans. Which is fine, but we talked about cars. So I feel like we're the automobiles. All right,
okay.
I'll keep going. Because I really want to get to the last bit for the last 10 minutes, if that's okay.
All right, okay.
Okay? And I might have to take some notes. The next thing we're going to talk about, as suggested by Kathy, was guitars.
Yes.
Do you know a lot about guitars?
Me?
Do you talk about guitars? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? I play 4 chords.
Right. More so you know enough.
And
know enough to start a Nirvana cover band.
And that bit from Nirvana.
That bit. Come as you are.
That's all I know.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, that took a while.
Okay, sorry. It does. It's nice. It's kind of like a blister in the sun. It's got.
I bought a guitar 3 years ago and I was going to learn to play it.
Very nice acoustic.
Beautiful. Ooh. But what I wanted to end on, and I don't know, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
Each and every week I invite my guest to, because we're not like a radio show. We're not allowed to play music. Well, we could, no one listens, but I don't want to because copyright.
Yeah.
Is we do a chubby playlist because... Okay, let me explain.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, It's kind of like... Because this is a weekend show, it's like, hey, so here's a recommendation of things you can listen to over the weekend and kind of think of us if you like. So on occasions we've had, like, for example, during Halloween, we had a Halloween-themed chubby playlist.
Mm.
When my friend Margs has been on, she works in radio... She's the last one we did was a summer themed playlist because she's got unusual taste in music, songs you've never really probably heard of. So I thought, if you don't mind, we could just do, we don't have to pick a theme, but we could just do a bit of a shared playlist that I will post up later on our social media. And if you've got something in mind, it would be the Kathy Peter playlist.
Oh, oh.
See, we don't always merge.
Oh, that's good.
No, but do you know we should start off with one that we do?
All right.
Okay, hang on. So I need a pen. So what we're going to do, need a Kathy chubby playlist. And
are you going to be able to guess?
And I'm going to have to write all these
what
down.
What we merge on?
Behind Blue Eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Limp Bizkit.
No. Oh, my God.
What? Is there another version?
The original.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so just to give you some context, you've got 10 songs each.
Okay.
10 songs each?
Yes.
All right.
So do you want to commit to the Who behind Blue Eye? Can you... I don't know.
What?
Actually, no, I don't have to write these down. I'll just listen back to the show. Anyway, so we've got one, Behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you can do this however you want. If you want to pick one, I'll let you know when you get to 20. So you've got one.
Okay. Caius, I like Stoner Rock, even though I don't partake.
You don't partake? Why not?
Space Cadet by Caius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. So I've got Pete, Kate, and Kate. Sorry.
Jesus.
Pete, Kathy, and
both. Remember my name.
One for both. One for Pete. Kathy, what do you got?
Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Okay. Are you right?
Okay.
Do you want to do Kathy, Pete, and both? Like, do it that way. Kathy, Pete, both. Kathy, Pete, both. But there will be one left over.
Okay, well, maybe.
Right. So do we need to do a both?
Is this a both now?
No, you don't have to do it right now, but you can do it however you want.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
So this is a more modern stoner rock outfit called Beowulf.
Okay.
Okay, which means werewolf, but it's spelt like beer. Beowulf.
Yeah.
It's from their album Planetfall, and it's called Eagle Shirt, and it has references to Winnebagoes with wizards painted on the back, which ties in with my desire for a Sandman panel wagon.
A Sandman panel wagon?
Any form of panel wagon. And
what do you mean Sandman?
A Sandman is an iconic 1970s shaggin' wagon made by Holden. And if someone owned...
Like the Mystery Machine from
Skidoo. No, it was more... Yeah, well, less
got
of
like a...
Less of a van, more of a sedan with a... You know, like...
We'll show you a picture.
Got like a panel...
Like a station wagon, but it's panels. And if somebody owned that, you didn't want your daughter to go on out with them.
Ah.
Because it was for one thing only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shaggin' wagon.
Kathy, what do you got?
Weezer, Buddy Holly.
Cool.
I'm not familiar, but that's all right. I'll we'll listen to these over the weekend and enjoy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we've got two for Pete, two for Kathy, one for both.
Oh, what can we decide on both? R.E.M.?
What R.E.M. song?
Man on the Moon.
All right. Yep. I'll go with that.
Two for two.
A song called Wounded Knee by The Upside Down.
Right.
Ooh.
Never heard it.
No.
I look forward to
They're a shoegazer band, aren't they? Yeah.
Do you want me now?
Yes. Yeah,
Seether, Remedy.
Okay. That's all you got in? No backstory there? No, nothing?
I want to fuck the main dude.
Alright, okay.
Cathy things.
Do you want to do both? Song for both?
Alright.
White Wedding by Billy Idol, maybe? Or?
What about Beauty and the Beast by Bowie?
Yeah, alright.
Beauty and the Beast?
You can do that.
By Bowie?
Yeah. From the Heroes album.
Okay.
1977.
Don't know that album. I own quite a few bit of Bowie. I've never heard of that song. There you go.
All right,
Pete.
All right, hang on. Now we're having to dig deep. Okay. Ah, yes. Now bear with me. Ah,
I have my next one.
This is going to be Spin the Wheel by an Australian band called the Black Eyed Susans.
Okay. That's taken it back.
That's some of our 90s playlists, isn't
it? It is. We saw them live.
So if I recognise one song, you're...
Brilliant. Eels. Dogface Boy.
Dogface Boy. Love the Eels. Both?
Elliot Smith or Foo Fighters?
Oh, no. Can we do The Bad Touch? Oh, no. I should do that for me.
That's your song.
That's me.
Yeah.
Elliot Smith? Yeah, we could do Elliot Smith.
Which one? Son of Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of classic young Kathy, Pete, Kathy.
Yeah.
Pete?
Actually, there is another Who song which I think is just fucking hilarious because it's just purely about sex and it makes people feel awkward when I tell them what it's about around the lunch table at lunch at school.
At work.
Yeah, Love Ain't for Keeping.
Okay.
Yeah, by The Who.
Good.
Do you need any more? Are you done?
No. I only got five from Pete so far. I only got four from you.
Okay, so Bloodhound Gang. The Bad Touch.
Okay. So, all up, we've got 14 songs, so we need six more.
Where is it?
Oh, what about the Blink-182 one that you sang?
Skip Lane.
Doesn't matter.
You
sang it to me at my 40th.
It's about what you guys like. It doesn't matter. You don't know. People will probably respond to
it. What was it?
Small Things.
Yes. Yeah.
Blink-182, Small Things.
All the Small Things?
I did a
Chubby playlist and it was all Milli Vanilli songs.
Oh, okay.
So that's all bad.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's dance to Joy Division by the Wombats.
Ah, yeah.
That's right. A good song.
It is.
Good. Caffeine?
Hang on.
You should do some...
Girls and Boys Blur.
And Rob Zombie. You should do some Rob Zombie.
Oh.
Yeah, Rob Zombie.
All right.
Did you get Girls and Boys?
Yep. So we've got 17 songs so far. We need 3 more.
Oh, easy.
Or we could just do like 10 of it, 10 for Pete, 10 for Kathy, 10 for both.
That's a lot. Oh, do you want another one for me yet or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins, Simon's Dream.
Okay. So far I'm at 19 songs. So
So
we could go one more for both, or we could go 3 more for... Well, 3 more for you both, and then 5 more for... No, 3 more for Pete, 3 more for Kathy, 3 more for both. So depending on how far you want to go. We can have 3 lists.
Yeah.
Or we can have 2 lists.
Okay. Definitely.
So is it one more song, or is it more... Was it 3, 6... 11 more songs?
Look, you can work it out later on. Bogan Choice, Australian Bogan, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?
Is this both?
This is both.
Right.
This is
there is a story to this, because... Because the band that sang the Wounded Knee song covered that song, but supported the Dandy Warhols when we went to see them. And this guy came out on stage and just on his own with an acoustic, and he started playing this really slow song. I know this song. And then he got to the chorus, and I yelled out, "No way, you get fuck off!" And no one else did. Now, it was the reaction he expected, because he looked over at me and he smiled. And then I was just like, that was it, I'm going to have to keep on going. And then everyone else joined in.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was a buy.
Yeah.
I've got Phil Collins.
All right, so I want to keep going, so you have to give me 3 more then.
Okay, yep. Phil Collins.
No, all of you.
All right.
And both... Needs to be 4 more.
We can.
Okay, go.
Another Day in Paradise.
Oh, my God.
I might have done that purposely for you.
Oh, at least you didn't do CDO.
I should have.
You should have. Pete?
I'm playing music now. Stop it. Okay, there we go. Oh, fuck, shit.
Oh, what about a Whitlands for both of us?
We actually used to play snippets of the songs.
Yeah.
We used to do it.
Well, that's happening now, apparently.
All right, Pete.
Yeah, hang on.
Do you want to do both?
Can we do that one as a both? Whoops.
Yeah, okay. That one.
Tenacious. Which
the
one?
The Government Totally Sucks. No, there's got to be so many
which
better ones.
One?
You're not.
Fuck Her Gently.
Fuck Her Gently, yes.
Tenacious D, Fuck Her Gently.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah. Sorry. Walk by the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
So 2 more from each and 3 more as both.
Wow, this is so many choices.
I know, awesome. Right? It's... hang on. Oh.
Yep.
This is bad.
Do it.
Marilyn Manson or...
No. Mm-hmm. Hunters and Collectors.
Oh, you Bogan. All right, I'll have to try and match you.
Hunters and Collectors.
Holy Grail.
Oh my God.
I know, that's so Bogan, isn't it?
Wow.
Pete, sorry.
Or both.
Okay. All right.
Kathy, you got 1 more. Pete, you got 2 more. And both, you got 3 more.
Black Gives Way to Blue by Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm. So you both got 1 more individually and 3 more as a team.
Oh, wow.
Which Green Day do you want to do? From...
Which one? Which album we're looking at? Is this Revolution Radio?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't choose from Revolution Radio.
Oh, okay. Where from then?
Nimrod.
American Idiot? Oh, no. Okay. Oh, you're going to do that one. No, do Nice Guys Finish Last.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Green
Is that
Day?
Group?
Yep.
Yep, that's both of us. Nice Guys Finish Last.
Yep. So one more each and 2 more for both.
Hang on. Yep.
You haven't done any Beatles.
No. Burn Bridges by The Greats.
That's yours, Pete?
Yep.
That's your list done.
That's my list done.
There you go.
Do you need 1 more from me?
And then 2 more for both.
Fleet Foxes' White Winter Hymnal.
Ooh. No worries. So Cat Right. List is done. So two more.
For so both. Together.
Marilyn Manson. Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. Mm.
No? Okay.
A bit off Joan Jett.
Okay.
Then, I didn't do any Pink Floyd.
You got two songs.
Together. We've only got two songs. She doesn't do Pink Floyd.
Metallica. Oh,
really? Oh, I don't like Metallica.
Jesus, okay.
That's your shit.
Fuck you. Nirvana?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. We got Untouched there. Hang on. Back to the 90s.
Which do you want to do from Nirvana? I mean...
Oh, you know...
So many good ones.
Hey?
So many good Nirvana
Come
songs.
Come As You Are? No,
you can do specify if Polly. It's, do you specify if it's unplugged as well?
No, it's not. But yeah, it could be.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah.
We've gone quiet.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're thinking.
I'll edit that.
We're thinking.
Out.
We're thinking.
Offspring.
No. Come on. No, come on. Nirvana. There's got to be something we want both
Pearl
out
Jam.
Of. Can you focus on just one thing? Nirvana.
Oh.
Favorite.
Oh, really? Oh, we're going to go Bogan.
Yeah.
All
Which
right.
one do you want? Powderfinger.
Yeah.
The Day You Come.
Now, what's the one from Two Hens?
Your song. Okay.
What's the one from Two Hens?
Not My Happiness.
Yeah.
Is that
what it's called?
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
That song.
It's
yeah.
animated?
Oh.
Yeah, no,
what do you call Queen?
No. There's
Rage.
Rage Against the Machine, Bomb Killing. Track, easy.
Right, you get one more. Rage Against the Machine, what was it? Bomb Track?
Bomb track. Yeah.
Bomb Track. All right, yeah. One more, and then we're done.
Come on. Oh, Slipknot.
All right, yeah.
Which one, Sulfur or Psychosocial or Dead Memories?
Let's go for Sulfur.
Sulfur.
All right, and there we go. We got
There's an angry song to end on.
I know, right?
Complete chubby list. Probably
that's
so
a lot. Songs.
We've got 15 songs.
Jesus.
No, sorry, 30 songs. I can't count.
Fuck.
There we go.
Yeah, we got a little bit excited. Then.
You got very excited. That's
we
okay.
Like
that's
music.
The point. All right, we're going to wrap up.
Good.
So that was great. So thank you, guys. Thanks for coming along and chatting with us. The first show for the new year.
Yeah.
We are going to record a talkies show on Blade Runner, so do listen to that too.
Yep.
But for now, from us, I've been Krez, the curator. This has been...
Kathy.
And...
Pete.
And may your weekend be...
Chubby.
Have a good one. Bye.
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 Where's that? Oh, there it is. All right.
Don't want to watch a movie alone? Want the illusion of watching a movie with friends? Well, we can be your friends. Talkies is our movie commentary show where I, the curator, Krez, and a guest sit down and watch a popular movie and give our take and our experience with it, as well as play an interactive trivia game and give you general factoids about the movie. So join us once a month as we present to you a movie commentary show just for you, your new friends. Thanks for listening.
Oh my God, can you believe it's almost been a year of this podcast? Join us on the 15th of January as we celebrate 1 year as a podcast. Thanks for listening.
This has been one of many shows from the Iconic Evil podcast. Thanks for listening.